1997, a little over a year ago, we started going to Nashville, Tennessee to the recording studio to record a double tape and a double CD. Well, it took us 10 months, but we finished it. There were 30 different artists sung with me on that, and 36 songs. And the Clinch Mountain Boys played the music, and each one of these people that I'm going to mention sung one, and one or two of them sung two songs, maybe one sung three. Dwight Yoakam, Burn Gosden, George Jones, Vince Gill, Patti Loveless, Allison Krauss, Ricky Skaggs, Marty Stewart, Connie Smith, John Anderson, BR549, Diamond Rio, Porter Wagner, Rhonda Vincent, Bob Dylan, and who? I mentioned Uncle Joe Diffie. Al Ketchum, that's right, and Junior Brown, and the Whites, Kentucky Headhunters, the original Marshall family, the Isaacs, Clara Lynch, Laura Lewis, Jim Lauderdale, Tim O'Brien, Gillian Welch, and the Raven Brothers, that's Shenandoah. That must be about all. Anyway, it's out now. It's already been acclaimed. Is that what you say, acclaimed? as one of the top three recorded events in the 20th century. And it's really, really going like wildfire. We're going to be out there for about 10 or 15 minutes. We still have some of that left. James Price has got his fiddling out there, and James Shepherd or Shelton. His guitar. Steve Sparkman's got his banjo picking, and Ralph II has got one of him and John Rigsby, a mandolin player that we had for a while. Of course, Jack Cook has got a lot of our Ralph standing on the Clinch Mountain Boys back when Ricky Skaggs, Keith Whitley was with me, Roy Lee Centers, and Curly Ray Klein. He's got a dandy out there. And now here is James Shelton with another word or two.
Thank you, Ralph. Folks, I'd like to tell you that Ralph has his own bluegrass festival that's held by the Isaacs family and many, many more. I'd say we'll have about 25 bands over the course of the weekend. And if y'all like this type of music, I know you'd enjoy coming down and seeing where it all started, back where Carter and Ralph were born and raised. So keep that in mind. May 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Stanley Brothers' old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. Now, I'd like to mention a few other things we have for sale. In addition to the Big Clinch Mountain Country, Ralph has got a lot of the Stanley Brothers tapes and CDs. He's got the very first record they ever made for Richertone Records back in 1947. Got a lot of the Star Day King material, the complete Columbia Sessions. He's got his life story in a book called Traveling the Highway Home. Got a videotape that was recorded down at his festival a couple of years ago, and it has a 50-year reunion of a lot of the old Clinch Mountain boys. And he's got a video of the story of bluegrass music, and that's called High Lonesome. Jack Cook's got a lot of our later tapes and CDs. We've got our latest bluegrass album before this Clinch Mountain Country was called Short Life of Trouble. It was nominated for a Grammy this year. We had a bluegrass gospel album out called He's My All in All, and it was nominated for a Dove Award in the gospel category. And as Ralph told you, Ralph, too, has got his tapes and CDs. James Price has got his fiddle albums. I've got some guitar albums. Steve Sparkman's got his banjo albums. And our bus driver, E.C. French, has all the Ralph Stanley caps, T-shirts, and bumper stickers. And if you just follow that little sidewalk right down that way toward the street lamps, I'm sure you'll find where we're set up. And we'd appreciate y'all coming by and taking a look at what all we have for sale. And I want to compliment y'all on being an excellent audience. And this is just a great PA system here tonight. I want to compliment these boys on the PA. Thank you.
James, tell the folks that we'll have a special guest probably from the Grand Ole Opry each day on the festival, if you don't mind.
All right, folks, we're going to have a special guest each day of the festival. Probably somebody from the Grand Ole Opry. They're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, one of them each day. So
thank
y'all,
you.
Come down.
Right. Folks, we've run out of time. Have you enjoyed our show tonight? We're going to do another tune. And we're going to let James Price over there do it on the fiddle. And, well, it might be something akin to the Orange Blossom Special. And folks, we'd like to do this, maybe I know you've heard of this man, we'd like to play this in memory and in honor of a man that played the fiddle with me for 26 and a half years. He passed away, August will be 1 year ago. And his, we'd like to do it in memory and honor of Curly Ray Cline. After we do that, we're saying goodnight, so long, and may God bless you. And here is the Orange Blossom Special.
Well, are you ready?
Aye.
Are you ready? Let her go, boys. Let her go. I don't know, but I don't care. Let her go.
Stanley and the Crunch Mountain Boys. Folks, we are going to have them back. But first, I'd like to bring Mayor Larson up here. He has a thing or two he'd like to...